Blog Talk Radio.
Waking up to smells of burnt rubber, smoldering campfire, and barbecue sauce. I was there. Cheering on the drivers you love and booing the ones you don't, while watching them battle the baddest track in NASCAR. You can bet I was there. Escape reality for a weekend at Talladega.
Experience the Geico 500 April 29th through May 1st. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Hello, everybody, and it's Rowdy Maglite here with Rowdy Maglite Racing back on a Monday night. Big week coming up here with the Talladega race on the agenda for this weekend. Our big race in ARCA is going to be the General Tire 200, and that's going to be Friday. We're going to talk a little bit here on Salem Speedway at the Kentuckiana Dealer Ford 200. That winner was Christopher Bell, first place. Justin Haley was second place. Dalton Sargent, third place, was Kyle Weatherman. And fifth was Blake Jones, is how they finished the Kentuckiana Ford Dealer 200 there in Salem, Indiana. Listen to it on the time and score. It sounded like a great race. A lot of banging and beating coming on. I'm going to play a little bit of recap on that, and we'll go from there.
Virtually, but
beatable the Lucas Oil 200. Must be very happy heading to Talladega. You know, not only is he a great restricted foot racer in the ARCA Racing Series, he's also shown his prowess in the Capable Cup Series and the Xfinity Series as well.
He really has done a nice job running both series. He's run up to 15 races in the ARCA Racing Series this year while competing full time in the NASCAR Keeping World Truck Series. Kyle, what are you going to take away the most from this afternoon's race?
This race was just a prime display of the young talent we have on display in the ARCA Racing Series. Since Rebell, not a full time driver in this series, but he put on a whale of a performance today. One thing I'm going to be looking at, though, is Kyle Weatherman. As I mentioned, this proves the case that he's a guy to watch for a championship this year. Also, have to look at Chase Briscoe. You know, he's the only of the drivers who are entered to run the entire season. Here's the top in points heading into this race. And a person that last three laps, he showed that he has to be the favorite for the title.
Herschel Lane come home in 16th in front of the hometown crowd. Some 400 friends and family here for him. The 99th running at the Salem Speedway. When we return here in September, it was the 100th week for the ARCA Racing here at the Salem Speedway. The event itself is going to be very, 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 very popular.
If you think the racing at Salem Speedway is going to be through the daylight, wait till we shut the lights off at this place in the fall for the fall classic. We're going to have the classic.
And that race starts normally in the day and through the night time. You get your tickets by calling everybody here at the Salem Speedway. And in return, let's go ahead and take one final rundown of our fishing order from this afternoon, Kentucky Edinburgh.
All right, that's how the recap on it. It's tonight we had two drivers lined up to come on the show, and like they did on the recap, it's tough to race in Salem and then less than 5 days be back in Talladega, have your car ready. Two guys having engine problems tonight, and I understand it. You can't stop. It's more important to have the car at Talladega. How about you there, Don? Are you there, Don? Can mute. Getting back to the General Tire 200, I believe the ticket price on Friday's race, which will probably there'll probably be some NASCAR happy hour involved in that on Friday. Maybe possibly, I'm not sure if qualifying's on Friday for the Cup guys, but $20 getting the gate is not a bad price to see the ARCA boys running. The racing has really gotten better this year. Kind of a quick breakdown schedule on Friday. The garage is going to open at 6 a.m. That gets everybody started early. The autograph session will be from 11:30 to 12:30, and that gets you access down into the garage to actually see and meet autographs from the drivers. It's well worth coming out and being part of that. At 12, ARCA will form the getting ready to qualify, and at 2:30 is qualifying, and then with the they'll impound the cars, and at 5 o'clock is the starting of the General Tire 200, and I'm awful glad that General Tire jumped in here and sponsoring the race. Let's see if we've got a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good there, Dodd. How about you?
We're doing good. Who am I talking to?
This is Rowdy.
I know it's Rowdy. Who's on the other side?
I had two drivers. Actually, one just called me about 15 minutes before showtime and said their car was spitting smoke, so they had to rush it back out to the dyno and figure out what was wrong, and one broke down headed to Talladega, and I understand that. You gotta get to the show to be in the show. So with a short turnaround like that, Don, it's was tough to have people on tonight, I guess. They're trying to get there. So, Don, did you get to listen to any of the race in Salem?
No. Some of us had to work.
Well, unfortunately, what's your plans for Talladega, Don?
I guess me and you are going to play Smokey and the Bandit going down 65, right?
That's right. That's right. I'd rather be following you than riding with you because I need a cigarette and a blindfold, and I don't like neither one of those.
Oh, it'll be all right.
It'll be good.
Stay together this time.
That's right.
If I don't blow the transmission out of it.
Don, where's your seats for Sunday?
I'm in the clouds Sunday. If it's real cloudy, I won't see the race.
Didn't you say?
I sit up so high.
I tell you, Don sent me a picture last year. We had the stealth fighter to come over. And Don took a picture, and I thought I was staring right at the wing. I thought it was crashing in on you. You are up in the clouds. Is that the spotter stand, or is there another row behind you?
No, that's as high as you can go. I sit on the same level as the spotter sit on. I got it. Sam from Talladega Super Speedway is supposed to send me a cooler up there full of beer, and I'm going to call and complain if it's not up there.
Well, they're going to have you. Will you have a chair up there, Don?
I might. If I'm lucky, I might have a chair if somebody don't sit in it first. I've had that happen to me before.
You kind of work with Wayne Peterson and his group, isn't that right?
I do, and we're in dire need of two drivers. He doesn't have anybody to drive the car yet, so if you're available and I'm available, maybe we can work something out.
Well, I've got the fire suit and the helmet, so I'm all for it.
Oh, I don't need none of that. I just go in my underwear and play Ricky Bobby.
You're going old school on us.
Yeah.
We're going to have tonight, after hearing a few minutes, I'm waiting on a call-in from Mike from NASCAR Camping and Tailgating. He's going to come on here, call in, and tell us about his group and what's going on at Talladega this weekend. It's a great group of people on Facebook, and he's going to give us a rundown on that. And then after that, we're going to have Apache Groundfog going to give us the weather down there in Panama City and tell us what's happening down there.
The weather forecast, somebody needs to do a rain dance up here. It ain't looking
well, I just listened to it. It sounds like Friday and Saturday is going to be good, and Sunday's kind of iffy but not really washed out yet. So you know how that goes, Don. We've had two. Actually, for people that didn't attend, the last two events at Talladega was absolutely dry.
Yeah.
No rain.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday look good. Sunday, it might be a washout. Who knows?
You know, this is spring, Don. It comes and it goes. If it comes early, with those Titan dryers, Titans has really closed the gap in on time to get the track back ready and gray again.
Yeah.
And that's been a big advantage for NASCAR. Every time they've used the Titans, they've had the track back in shape within an hour.
Yeah.
Instead of two hours and a half.
If an Alabama graduate would have designed that, they'd have it done in 30 minutes.
Well, that's another show and another week to talk about that.
you know, so, but since, you know, you're a diehard Auburn fan.
Well, you know, Don, I'm really into racing now. I've kind of give up the pigskin for the tire. I like the tires. I like the smell of the tires, and I like the smell of that gasoline.
Yeah, burning rubber and racing fuel, yeah.
And we're hoping on the top of the hour there, Don, we're going to bring in the Dega Do Club. I don't know if you've ever been over there and seen that group on the boulevard, but they put on one heck of a show.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen them or not.
You've been by. You walk down the boulevard, you pass them. They have actually, I think, they have four spaces on the boulevard. They tie it all together.
Okay.
They put a real good show on. I think they're going to have a DJ that'll be scratching the records there come Friday and Saturday night. I'm not sure. They posted that yesterday. I believe they're supposed to have a DJ come on and hang out with them for the weekend.
All right. I got you.
And then I believe they've moved the parade back to 9 o'clock instead of the 6 o'clock parade before.
I wonder how many people will remember this weekend.
That's why I've got my schedule with me there. I've already got folks listening. If you get to Talladega, get your schedule. Somebody's going to ask you, what's the schedule? What's going on next? And if you don't have it, get the Talladega Motor Speedway, the Speedway out. That'll help you out. You gotta have the information, know where to go next. There's a lot to do, and you don't have but a little bit of time to do it in. And trying to figure out the schedule is one thing you don't need to do. Grab the app from Talladega Speedway, or grab your schedule. That way you'll have it dandy handy there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Don, anything else you got going on tonight?
Just work after hanging up with you, I guess.
All right. Well, if you got time, hang on there. And,
I ain't going nowhere.
All right. I'm going to sit you over here to the side.
Hey, somebody's wanting to ask you something, Rowdy.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Rowdy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good.
You looking forward for Talladega weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be an experience, something I ain't never been before. It's definitely going to be an experience.
Well, it'll be a good one for you.
What time is the first race on Friday?
ARCA will be the first race on Friday, and it's at 5 o'clock. It's slated for a 5 o'clock start. That's the General Tire 200. And I think they're thinking it'll be over somewhere about 7:15, 7:30.
Okay. What time is the race on Saturday?
The Saturday race? I'm not sure on the Saturday race. ARCA will be done, and then that'll be the Xfinity race.
It's nice talking to you, Rowdy.
Hey, you too, dear. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. All right, Don, hang on there.
All right, there you go.
Hello there, caller.
How you doing, Mr. Rowdy?
I'm doing good. It's Todd.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Todd, how are you tonight?
I am doing really good.
Well, we're getting ready. We're trying to get everything ready to move out Wednesday. I've got tires to go on the bus here. I've put off, and I can't put it off no more. So it's not easy to change those bus tires. So I got them off the bus, took them off the bus myself and trucked them down to the tire changer, and they said they'd be ready for me in the morning. So I'm going to have some fresh rubber on the rowdy bus.
Yeah, I got to see the picture of your boss, and we up here in upstate New York. Do you know how we change them bus tires when we don't have machines?
With a sledgehammer, yeah, that's how they change in these tires. They beating them off with the bars, sledgehammering bars.
Okay, yep, that's how we do it. Even with truck tires up here, for your regular vehicles.
Well, I've got too much other to do to try to beat some tires off. But I have done it before, Todd. I have done it before. So, Todd, did you get to listen to any of the Salem Speedway race?
No, I didn't.
It was, I tell you, it sounded exciting. They made it exciting. So, looking at the cars, some of the cars, it looked like they was really doing some rubbing and racing there. And that's a good thing about that composite body, Todd. I don't know if you've seen the composite body, been around it, but it will take, you can actually rub real hard on another car, and it won't dent up like a metal car. And, I wasn't really too hip about the composite. Composite's coming, folks, whether you like it or not. It's coming to the trucks next, and you're going to see it in Xfinity, and then it's going to be on Sunday one day. So it's coming.
Oh, that's cool.
Just like that Elmore motor, I wasn't too hipped on it, but Todd, it really has equaled the field. The guy that's got the most money don't always win no more.
Is Friday's race going to be on TV?
The General Tire 200 will be on FX1. That's a 5:00 start Central Time.
Okay. Because, I want to be able to watch it this weekend. I got the races recorded from last weekend on my DVR, so I'm still wanting to sit down and catch up on them.
Well, that's the good thing about the DVR. It's kind of given. You can sit down and watch it at midnight or 6:00 in the morning. Usually I got time at midnight and 6 in the morning. Don't have much other time during the day.
Yeah, during the day I've been swamped and stuff and trying to get a bunch of stuff taken care of. And so I had missed your show last week, and I'm sorry. And I realized what time it was, and I said, I got to call Rowdy.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Todd, that new time, this new time kind of throws you off and you go, man, it's time for the show. And actually, it's you're late. You've done missed the show. So, it takes a little bit to get swung over. I missed Tim a couple of shows because I wasn't able to get myself acclimated to the time. I look up and I'm looking, it looks like 6:00, but really it's 7 and they're fixing to go off. So I've missed a couple of their shows. I got to catch the last two, but the first two shows after time change was horrible. I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I missed the last couple too. And, I feel bad I have, because I like being a faithful caller and listener. And, I love hearing all the stories and, hearing all the, updates that they do and stuff. So, so now I'm kind of back on track again. So hopefully I can catch everybody's shows and enjoy them.
Well, Todd, listen, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going to bring Nick in tonight. We're going to, we're kind of swapping between ARCA and the Cup guys and the weekend at Talladega. So, I usually try to hold everything to ARCA, but with Talladega being the big race here at my home state, my home track, we're going to do all three tonight, and I'm going to bring Nick on, and we're going to talk about it. I appreciate you calling there.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for being back. I missed you.
I missed you guys, too.
All right, Todd. I'm going to put you on mute, and I will let you listen.
Okay, bud. Thank you.
All right, we got Nick.
Hey,
Bird. What's going on there, Nick? You got your bags packed?
Just about, man. I don't know. Can you hear me pretty well?
Yeah, it sounds good here.
All right, yeah, I'm headed home from work from the labor work. So, I got one more day tomorrow of work, and then I am out of town like no other. One more day of work, and I wake up, and I'm on my way.
Well, they're already posting pictures on the North Park now and some of the other campgrounds because they opened up the gates this morning, I believe at 8 for the Talladega Club members. And tomorrow it'll be opened up for general public. I'm trying to get the bus ready.
It was 3 wide trying to get in that place. I'm like, man, Sunday night they're already 3 wide trying to get in there. So, I'm of course excited like I am every year, but I like watching ARCA. I would just wish that somebody would get on board and televise their stuff. I mean, that's some of the best grassroots racing that you'll watch either live or on TV when it is on. So I'm hoping that here eventually somebody will get it and end up televising their stuff. I know right now they do have a deal working on a certain network that's not easily available. I think it's one of those deals where you got to pay extra to have it. But, at least they're getting somewhere with that. And it's fun to watch. Those guys, like I said, it's grassroots racing. And, they're just everyday people like you and me. Most of them have full-time, part-time jobs, doing what they do. But on the weekends, they're going to Talladega to go race. So, I got my eyes on a few guys this weekend there. I know Venerini Motorsports is the class of the field pretty much. But really pulling for my buddy Joey Catena. I hope he has a good run there. I hope they have some speed this weekend. I know he managed to find a good group of guys to work with when they got something good to work with. So
right.
That's my buddy right there. But
Nick, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
With that new engine package. If you're coming into this sport and you're trying to get into it with that new engine package and that composite body, I know it's a lot to put in to start with, but once you get in, you're in and you're pretty much equal. With that fiberglass body, it's 100 pounds difference between steel. It's lighter. It really does take some punishment. I've seen it personally at Nashville. It took a lot of abuse and didn't bust up. And that Elmore Motors coming along good. It's made the field real competitive.
Yeah, that's good. See, and this is one thing I wanted to ask you, Rowdy, is are they basically switching over the body style? I guess it's a process, but are they switching over the body style to be more like the Cup guys to where they or the Xfinity guys where they're trying
they're
to
eventually
get the manufacturer branding?
They're going to eventually mandatory that fiberglass body, that composite body in, eventually. I think they kind of relaxed it. They hadn't tried it out on the super speedways, but the first super speedway they're going to try it out at is going to be Pocono, the first Pocono race.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I was wondering if they're going to bring any of them to Talladega, but I'm sure that's probably a way different aerodynamic advantage if not everybody's
well,
got it.
That was the question I was asking. I got to talk to Steve, who is the tech that they sent down from Five Star at Nashville. And when would be your first debut on the super speedways? And he said it would be at Pocono. So that's the plan.
Yeah.
And it does,
sure.
Nick, the car does bring it into looking like a car that you can actually buy on the showroom floor on Monday morning, but it's we're still talking about a fiberglass body, a composite body. I don't Yeah. Nick, we're gonna switch gears a little bit and talk about NASCAR. What about Tony Stewart and his lug nut situation? You know anything about that, Nick?
Well, I mean, the way I feel about it is I feel like Tony was on point about it. You know, when you look at NASCAR and how far they have come along in the last 15 years as far as safety goes, you know, they've built higher fences. They've got the safer barriers going around just about all the way around all the tracks. I know that's a big push for the driver council in the Cup Series, but is to eventually have every track, every inch of the wall, whether it's the inside or outside of the wall, have that safer barrier. So, you know, and they got this Gen 6 car now that they're running that's so safety-bound and this and that. And just everything that's happened in the last 15 years as far as safety goes, from the cars that ARCA is running now to where the Cup guys are at now, they've come a long way. And I feel like with this whole lug nut thing, yeah, I guess there's a little bit of excitement with that. But to me, I feel like safety really, they're losing the safety aspect of it by doing that. And it's really not getting much of a return. Now, you talk to the Gibbs guys, they'll say, yeah, they don't mind it because they've learned to perfect it. And they're pretty good at it. But when you go back and look at Bristol last week, and you had three out of the four JGR guys, you know, take down a wall. It wasn't really related to the lug nut issue itself, but it sure didn't help things, I'm sure. So to me, I think it was a big safety thing. I feel like Tony was on point and speaking out about it, and I feel like he's that one person in the Cup Series that isn't afraid to come out and say exactly how he feels, even if he is right or wrong, whether he's going to get fined or not. I don't think any of that matters to him as long as he's putting it out there. And he's done the right thing because now NASCAR's gone back and they're looking at it and they're saying, well, maybe he was right, but we just didn't like the way he came out about it and talked about it.
Right. That's right.
So I feel like it'll be changed. They'll make a rule change. They'll figure out a way to officiate it. And, you know, for Tony, he did the right thing. He stood up for what he believes in. And I feel like there's some drivers, you're not going to get that same feeling or that same bluntness out of him as he would. So, you know, even though he's stepping out of the car this year, he'll be an owner, and he's definitely going to be around that garage a lot more. So this isn't the last we're going to hear of Tony, you know, going out and saying how he feels, whether he's in the car or not. So I think he's here to stay for a while, and he's going to let his voice be heard and continue to let it be heard from here on.
Well, Nick, I appreciate you calling in. I got Mike online now. Hey, I appreciate your side of it. You can hang on or call back in a little bit. We're going to keep on. We're going to bring Mike. And Nick, I appreciate you calling, brother. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll hang on, and if you want me to come back in, just let me know. I'll be here.
Hey, all right, I'll bring you back in. All right, we got Mike Bluford, and Mike is administrator over NASCAR Camping and Tailgating, a group member. Mike, welcome to the show. Hey, Mike. Okay, yes, we're going to swing back to Nick here. It's all part of live radio. Are you there, Mike? Hey, Mike. Hey, Nick.
I'm here.
All right. Mike, he's having a little difficulty with his phone there. Okay, let's see, we was at the tires, but, you know, getting back to Tony, you know, he does say what needs to be said. One thing I'd say about Tony Stewart, he don't let that big office intimidate him one bit. And, hey, another thing I like was the the council jumped up there and decided that they helped Tony out with the fine, so he's not paying the whole fine itself.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, it to me, I feel like having this driver council, like they've had it for, what, I'd say all last season or a good part of last season they had this driver council. The thing that kind of somewhat bothers me is I'm sure there was talks about this whole lug nut rule between NASCAR and this driver council. And why nobody didn't shut it down from the get-go then, or the driver council didn't bring it up until just when Tony spoke up about it, I'm not sure. I think part of my feeling is I think the drivers wanted to see how it would go and, see how it would go. And, obviously they don't feel it's very safe. So, attaboy on them for stepping in and helping Tony out. It's pretty neat of them.
Well, survival in the, and it's always good to have a backup plan. And I got to applaud them to have a backup plan in case something goes south on them.
There's something else I want to talk with you about. Now, right now, top of my head, I can't remember. the other thing I want to talk about, which I really don't think is an issue. I think it was just a good ending to a race, but I know it was a topic brought up about Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards, the way that race finished as far as teammates and team orders and this and that. I think yesterday was a prime example, and, it may sound like I pull for Tony, but I try and stay unbiased. But I've heard Tony himself come out and say he would wreck his mom to win a race. So the whole thing yesterday between Carl and Kyle, that's just good racing. I mean, you can't ask for a better ending. JGR right now is the class of the field. Hendrick, they've got the power, but JGR right now is putting on a show. And, the way Carl went about it, he didn't wreck him, he didn't spin him or nothing. He just gave him the punt and took the win. And, I know we've all seen it in the past with Kyle with the roles reversed, whether it's in Xfinity, the trucks, no matter what. I think he's already proven he'll push whoever out of the way to get that checkered flag first. And, I don't think that was any bad thing on Carl or anything like that. It's just good racing at the end of a short track race. That's the way it needs to be. You need to have him going for the win on the last lap, and that's how it went. I don't think
there's a
person or fan that's a fan of NASCAR that wouldn't do the same thing if the opportunity was given to him. So I thought it was a great ending to that race.
Well, Nick, I appreciate it. I'm going to put you on hold, and now Mike's back up on the line, the board here. But it's lit up tonight, folks. All right. We got Mike Blue. You there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, Mike. Mike is over NASCAR camping and tailgating. How you doing tonight, Mike?
Doing good, Rowdy. How you doing?
Well, I'm excited about this weekend. Mike.
Yes, it should be a good weekend. We've been looking forward to it for a long time.
It's been 6 months. I say it continuously. Talladega's better than Christmas. It comes twice a year. And it's pretty much like it gives you time 6 months, Coop, from the last race. So I can get ready in 6 months. You know, some of them short turnarounds like Pocono, they don't have about 40 days in between the first race and the last race.
Yeah, that's a little too close together for me. I have to rest up.
Me too. Mike, what y'all got going on Friday afternoon after the ARCA race?
Well, actually, we talked about it a little bit, and we changed it up. We're going to have a group meetup. It's going to be Saturday now. We're going to do it Saturday night at 5:30. Me and Joe Amy talked about it a little bit and decided that we would move it to Saturday. That's after the Xfinity race, and the concert kicks off at 7 o'clock, and the Miller Lite Bar is down there real close to where the concert's going to be. And if you're outside the track, if you have grandstand tickets and you're camping outside the track, on Saturday night you'll be able to get in to go to the concert and enjoy all the infield activities that go along with it with your grandstand ticket. So we moved it to Saturday night at 5:30 at the Miller Lite Bar. There's a tram that drops you off right there. Or you can come through the south tunnel and make your way up through there, and you'll find it. And we're just all going to try to get together there and have kind of a meet and greet.
Mike, let me throw this out here, because talking to Turtle a while ago, and you, the first member tonight that hears this, the first member to hear this post, this is the way it's going to go. The first member to post on the group page tonight will win a free T-shirt. All right? The second giveaway is going to be the first member to join the group will win a T-shirt. So if you're not a member of the NASCAR Camping and Tailgating, now's the time to win that free T-shirt. It's a black, awesome T-shirt, black and green. I love green and I love black.
They are good T-shirts. Joe does a good job with them.
He does a great job. He had mine when I seen him at Daytona. I got mine at Daytona. Mike, y'all pushing, how many? You're almost 5,000 people on that page, aren't you?
Yes, we're just a little over, we're about 4,850 right now, but we're gaining quite a few every day, especially as Talladega gets closer. So I figure we'll be at 5,000. Probably before next week's out.
Well, you know what I like about your page is you've got enough members that's been to every track, and if you've got a question, where should I park, where's the best place to go and out to eat, pretty much somebody on that page can answer that question, can't they, Mike?
They sure can. We've got fans all the way from the California tracks all the way up Poconos down to Daytona and Homestead. And a lot of years of experience going to races, and we welcome new people, first timers. We love to see new first timers come on out and meet up at the track, and we can show them around.
You know, Mike, it looks like to save this sport, we're going to all have to make a commitment to bring a new person to the race. If everybody that's listening would bring a new person to the racetrack, they wouldn't be seats at the track. We'd sell the track out again.
That's true. I you know, NASCAR's had some ups and downs, and the people who came in and tried it out for a little while and just did it to say they'd done it, they're kind of gone, and we need some new blood, and I'm afraid NASCAR's not doing a whole lot to get the new fans, so we're going to have to bring them in ourselves, I guess.
Well, I was at Atlanta for their first race, the only race this now, and there was a lot of parents with young kids there, which was kind of unusual because I've been to so many Atlanta races, I can't tell you how many I've been to. But I've seen a lot of families with kids there, and I could kind of see some hope coming there.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need families to come out. We need you know, young kids get involved, because that's where it's going to be. You know, we're all kind of coming towards the end of our career of going to these things, and one of these days, all these kids will be the ones out there going.
Well, I'm hoping that one of these days, mine will be able to take me when I can't take myself. That's what I've tried to invest in, Mike. Mike, you want to tell everybody where they can find you on your social media page?
You can go to Facebook and just search for NASCAR Camping Tailgating, and we'll come up, and you can just ask to join, and one of the admins will let you in. We're open to everybody. We don't, you know, as long as you want to talk about racing, we're here to help you in any way, you can voice your opinion. You won't get run out or anything, and we welcome everybody.
Mike, I appreciate you coming on and looking forward to seeing you there this weekend.
I look forward to seeing you and Turtle and everybody.
Well, you know, there again, it's just a big family reunion that we get together every 6 months, and that's better than most families do. So, yeah, it's great to get back with everybody.
Yes, it is. I always look forward to it every time. Hate to leave.
Well, Mike, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right. You got a great show. Keep it up.
Well, you know, we try to hold to ARCA, but that quick turnaround, Mike, is kind of putting the stress on the teams and drivers to make it tonight. But, we, you know, it being my own track, we're just pushing on with topics and what's going to happen this weekend. So the next one we got coming up tonight is going to be the – and I know you've seen the Dega Do Club. They put on a heck of a show, too.
Oh, yeah, I always enjoy going hanging out with the Dega Do Club. You can't miss that if you go to the Boulevard.
Concert, that's what you do, is you walk the Boulevard and look at all the attractions from the left, then stroll back down the right side, and about 3.5 hours later, you'll go back to your own camp. That's not what it takes for us. It takes us about an hour to go, hour and a half to go down one side, and about that to go down the other side.
It's there's a lot of entertainment up and down the Boulevard, a lot of things to stop and see.
Well, you know, and all the parks have got lots of great things going on. The north side, you know, they don't stop. And I think the west side, they don't have a curfew over there. So, you know, if you're an area that's quiet at 10 o'clock and you feel like you need some more time to get out, the north side, they don't close till they shut the gates and run everybody off till the next race.
There is a lot of places to have some fun around Talladega. That is for sure.
Well, Mike, thanks a lot again and appreciate it, and come back and join us again.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike. All right. That was Mike with the NASCAR camping and tailgating group. You need to go and if you're not on them Facebook, now's the time to join. Maybe you'll be the one that wins that free T-shirt. Turtle's got them ready for you. Who we got there, caller? We're going to bring in now Patrick Groundfog to give us the weather down in Panama City for this weekend. And let's see if old Patchy's hanging out here and laying low. How about you there, Patchy?
The Patchy's here. I want to tell you what, it's been a beautiful weekend. It's been gorgeous. We had a jazz festival. We had a Cajun festival. And this week we got Thunder Beach. We've got 15,000 people on Harley-Davidson motorbikes and some people that don't know anything about motorcycles and all, they're riding rice pockets. They're just all down here. It's going to be gorgeous. We have got beautiful weather for the rest of the entire week. It's going to be in the high 60s at night, the low 80s during the day. It's going to be a Chamber of Commerce weekend again. They're going to love it. The only thing that you need to do is bring yourself down here and forget all that traffic congestion at Talladega. We're going to miss y'all, but come on down if you're so inclined. What else can I answer for you there, Rowdy?
Well, you know, if you happen to see a loose motorcycle there, Patchy, grab that thing and head up towards Talladega and hang out with us. And the fog always lays low here.
I kind of skeet between the lines sometimes, you know. It's just one of those things. But if I find one that's not being used much, I'll bring it to you. It's gorgeous down here tonight. We got a beautiful sunset coming up, and it's going to be great for the rest of the week. I hope y'all have a great time at Talladega.
Appreciate it, Patchy. We'll talk to you next Monday.
I'm fine. Yeah. I'll talk to you then. And remember, if you don't like your weather, move. My time's up. All right, thank you for yours. So long.
See you, Patchy. All right. I think now we're going to move on over to the Dega Do Club, and I believe they're online now. And, folks, if you hadn't been here, it's a place to go check out. They're on the boulevard. They ain't hard to find. Probably the easiest ones to find. How we doing tonight there? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How about
hey,
you, caller?
Hey, this is Wally. The day is just Chris. How are you?
Man, sitting here just waiting to jump in the bus and take off, but I'm going to have to settle down till Wednesday.
We have about, let me look out my camper door here. We probably have about 10 of us sitting in my driveway right now, packing up our trailer and everything, getting ready to go.
Hey, listen, you know, people don't realize what it takes to get ready to take a show to Talladega. Can I tell everybody what it takes? Because my wife, she's witnessed it. And she goes, Roddy, is it worth it? It's worth every bit of it.
It's worth every bit of sweat and tears and blood, because I'm sure we've experienced all of that trying to get ready for it. It takes me every bit of 6 months to organize everything and to make sure that we have what we need. It takes us a full 48 hours of packing stuff. We have a 20-foot trailer right now just full of anything from our bars to couches to our big flag tower that you can actually see probably from half a mile away from any direction that you walk in the infield. Along with that, we have our three campers that we take, canopies, speakers, lights, anything that you can think of, including hot tubs. So it takes a pretty good bit to get everything going.
The hot tub livens things up too, doesn't it?
Well, of course. Hot tub always gets party going.
So you've got your yards full of renegades ready. Is the neighborhood's kind of sketchy tonight?
Hey, there's people peeking out the front doors looking at us, wondering what in the world is going on.
Well, hey, for me, when they see the bus pull in the driveway and I back it in the driveway, they know it's Talladega time.
It's funny you say that. My daughter's friends, they'll start coming down here in a little bit and say, hey, y'all going to Talladega? I mean, they're 10 or 11 years old, and they know exactly what's going on.
Well, you know, that's another thing. There's an age that you got to start getting these kids ready, because someday you're not going to be able to pack up all this stuff. I don't say it would be nice, but it would be pleasurable to be able to sit to the side and watch somebody do what we've done for so many years, and then just to be able to pile up into the vehicle and be part of the show.
Well, that's my main goal, is to maybe just show up one day and have somebody push me in my wheelchair down Talladega Boulevard straight to my campsite.
I'm going to tell you what, one year I wasn't really preparing, and my wife says, what are you going to do this time? I said, I'm going to take my chair and my sleeping bag and my tent. I had two campers sitting in my yard. I said, I'm taking my tent, and I'm just going to go and sit and observe. It was a disaster. It was a complete disaster. So I had to go. She said, well, how'd it go? I said, it was a disaster. It's got to be carried on. The next time, it was back to 2 weeks before the race. I'm getting ready, packing the bus back up in here and going again. So, yeah, I decided if I'm going to go, I've got to help do most of the planning. But I got a great group, like you do. You've got a great group of guys. Kind of what you, everybody's got a character in your group. Is that not the character name?
Well, that is true. That's one thing we have conversations about. You know, when we're 50 years old, am I still going to be Dega Man? Are we still going to have Target Man? Or the Talladega City Man, or even the Copenhagen Warrior, you know, are we still going to be dressing up and acting like that? And the only thing I can say is I hope so.
Can I answer that question for you? Because I'm 60, yeah. And I'm still Rowdy Maglite. I still love it.
I think it's in our blood, and I think it's there to stay.
Yeah, me too. Have y'all, what's your theme this year? Have you got a theme that you're working on for this race?
We don't have an actual theme. Now, in the fall, we do have a theme that's going to be presented. I guess our theme this spring would just be more of a summertime atmosphere. We've got the guys from, if you ever heard of the company Vanish Spa, they reached out to us and wanted us to help them market and advertise their equipment, and that's where the hot tubs come in at. So they're going to have a big Chevy truck jacked up with a Vanish Spa wrap, and they're going to have some hot tubs there, and you know, of course, we're going to have some cold drinks, you know, to pass out. And they have informed me that there's going to be some special guests from the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series that's going to be joining them. I can't reveal who that is, so if y'all just want to stop by and see who it might be, you know, come on.
Well, it gets crazy Saturday night. What's your typical time shutdown for the Dagadoo Club? What time do y'all finally call a truce and give it up for the night? Which is a sad thing on Saturday night, because you know that's it till 6 months.
We call it quits on Monday morning.
Well, that's me too.
We stay partying. The party starts. I'm usually up around 8:30, 9 o'clock. We have a personal chef, Chef Big Jim Evans, that comes to cook. So he's usually up pretty early. But I'll roll out to bed about 8 or 9 and start making Bloody Marys for all the guys. And the party usually stops. I mean, I'm talking about between 4 and 5 in the morning. And that's every night. You know, we're talking about 3 or 4 hours of sleep. But you know, like we said earlier, it's worth every bit of it.
So now y'all actually get to roll in Thursday, or when will you roll in?
We will be there tomorrow afternoon, probably about 7 p.m., sitting outside gate 9 waiting to be let in Wednesday morning.
Yeah, well, I'm getting there. I'm got to pick up my tires tomorrow for the bus, and then I'm planning on leaving and being Wednesday afternoon is when I plan on getting there. And I do the north side. I've had opportunities to camp inside, but and I had a guy last year. I had an owner was in the had I could have got the bus in the owner's lot. Had it in the ticket, the pass to get in, and I looked at him. I said, "Listen, you just got to come out here and experience my group, because I can't leave the group that got me to the dance." And I got a good group. We got a good group. Like y'all got a good group. It's come. You know, you get back together every 6 months. Some of these guys, we don't talk till a day or two before the race time and our weekend, weekend. But then it's a great camaraderie for 5-6 days. Your brothers in arms again.
Yeah, we've got people that fly in from, as a matter of fact, I picked up old Target Man this morning from the Atlanta airport. He flew in from Rochester, New York. So we literally see him once a year. We've got some more guys that live in Niagara Falls, Canada that come down, and you know, that's the only time we get to see them. We've met some guys from Minnesota that literally unhitch their back porch off their house and bring it down in the fall. So we just see them, you know, once a year in the fall. And it's just a big family reunion is all it is.
It is. I tell you, people, you know, I've had people, what the heck do you get off of watching cars go round and round? I'm like, dude, the racing plays just one-third of the part. You got your camping, you got your cooking, and you got your racing. And those three together make for an awesome weekend of camping, cooking, and racing, CCR. And that's, you know, that's what makes the whole race weekend what it is. It's all that together.
And you're right. We have guys that, you know, will say, hey, you know, you need to come to Talladega with us. And, well, I don't like NASCAR. You know, I don't know how y'all do that. I said, it's more about the 5-day party, and a race breaks out on Sunday. You know, and that's about how we get to people.
That's exactly right. A race breaks out on Sunday. Well, I'm looking forward to it there, my man.
Yes, sir.
course, you know my deal. I'm going to be down there with the light, and I'm going to be letting it shine, and we're going to come on by and hang out a few minutes with you. There's nothing no better than to parade down one side and then slowly parade down the other side. And that's the way you do the boulevard.
Because
you
got to
get it out.
Y'all come back.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be – we'll probably be by Thursday night because it gets kind of good Thursday night. So I
like going to Linfield,
hanging out Thursday night and Friday night.
Well, we will definitely have the party going. It'll start Wednesday, and like I said, it'll literally shut down on Monday. But, anybody out there that's listening, if y'all are in the North Park and y'all want to experience the infield, y'all come on by the Degadoo Club. We got some free koozies for everybody. We got some cups, shots, moonshine, beer, whatever you want. And you never know who's going to be at our party. I'll give you a little insight. In the fall, we had Jeff Gordon and Clint Boyer and Steve LaCarte and Jeff Burton and J.J. Yaley, and we've got some of the Earnharts that stopped by, and, you never know who's going to be at one of our parties. So if y'all just want to come by and hang out, see who shows up, come on.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on tonight. I think we talked a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of in a little hurry, and you said you needed a little time. I had the North Park come on last week and did a shout-out. I got y'all this week, and I'm telling everybody, it's a great place to stop, see what's happening, pick up some good ideals for their own campsites. Because, I mean, y'all really go out, and it's really impressive to see. Actually, do y'all not have four? You got four spaces there, or three?
We have five spaces.
So you have five spaces. So they're taking up five spaces, and so that's a show. That's a show.
Yeah, and it's not open space either. It's every bit of it, every square inch of it has something going between our 20-foot barbecue trailer to the tent to the flagpoles to the campers to whatever. It's completely full of some, it's almost looking like a circus when you walk down there.
That's what it feels like when you're packing up and unpacking. It's like the carnival's come to town.
You are right about that.
All
this.
Right, my brother. Do you want to tell everybody where they can find you on the social media site there?
Yeah, we've got our own Facebook page. It's Degadoo Club. Our social media director, Marino Fabre, he handles all of that, all the little videos and pictures that you see. He's in charge of that. So go on, like us, and like I said, stop by and holler at us.
All right, my brother. Hey, look for the light because I'm going to be shining there Friday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, Saturday night.
Sure will, brother. Look forward to seeing
you. Hey, thanks for coming on, and have a safe trip.
All right, we appreciate it. Y'all do the same.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. That was the Degadoo Club. That's the place to go see when you're in town. Let's see here. Let me... Don, you still there? Hey, Todd? Who have I got online here? Everybody. How about you there, caller? Go ahead. All right. Let me put that back in. Oh. All right, folks. It's coming on down to the end of the line here. Let's see, one more caller here. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Rowdy.
Hey, okay, Todd. I'm fixing to close the shop here tonight. We're going to jump outside and see if we can get a little bit more done, Todd. Well, you'll know the feeling when you go to Bristol, or not to Bristol, but Pocono, your first Pocono race. You and James is going, right?
If we get the invite for the ARCA, then we'll be going. If not, then it'll be just me going. But yeah, definitely doing the first Pocono race.
Well, I'd like to say I'm going to be there, but it's going to be tight scheduling because the week after, This will be my fifth year at MIS at Michigan International Speedway, and that's an event all of its own, Todd, that you need to go see that track. It's fast. It's fast. You know, it is probably, to me, the cars make a louder pitch sound. And I've been to several tracks, and it makes us. It's actually the only track I've ever had to wear earmuffs to muffle the sound, because the carburetor, somebody's choking that carburetor, and it's just a screaming as loud as it can scream.
Wow. Well, while I have you on, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do, and as a fan of yours, I really appreciate it.
Well, Todd, I'm looking forward to us hooking up at the track and meeting you at the track. That's the second thing. You know, I appreciate you calling and being a loyal caller. Tonight, I'm telling you, every space I had available had somebody on hold or listening or talking. So tonight's been a pretty good night. You know, I didn't have no drivers because of push for time. They're all trying to get back to Talladega from Selma. Or Salem Speedway to make the General Tire 200, which is Friday at 5 o'clock, is the throw of the flag there. Todd, I appreciate you coming and hanging in.
Thank you, Rowdy.
All right, bud. Till next Monday night. We should have a good story next Monday night. Hope to have the winner of the General Tire 200. It was a little I failed this week. But I wasn't at Salem to get to talk to the winner. You know, I was at Daytona. I landed John West Townley at Daytona to come on the show. And then I was at Nashville and had Josh Williams to come on. And just wasn't quick enough on the draw, which I said they'd love to come and reschedule and come on. But he had several interviews tonight, and I understand that, being his first win in ARCA. And that's congratulations, Christopher Bell, for winning the Salem race. Todd, thanks, man. Next Monday night.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, let's see if Don's got any closing. Don, you got anything to add to this?
Well, get back on the lug nut situation. NASCAR's going to be policing lug nuts this weekend. Got to have five on the car. Tim Vines is entered in the ARCA race under Wayne Peterson in the 06.
So Tim's going to be driving the 06 car?
06 car, yeah.
But, is it $20 to park to get into the park?
Well, you know, that would be an awesome job to get to be the police officer of the lug nuts, wouldn't it? All right, Don. I appreciate it, brother. Till Talladega. Hey, callers, anything you want to add to this show tonight? All righty, everybody. The bus is half packed. It's got half the tires on it. And I'm leaving Wednesday, folks, until next Monday night. And I hope I have the winner of the General Tire 200 as our guest. I'm going to do my best. And until then, this is Rowdy Maglite. Till next Monday night, we'll see you then. Make plans to go to Talladega. Stop by the Rowdy Bus and holler at us. If I'm not there, I'll be there sooner or later. I'll be there before daybreak. See you then. Till next Monday night, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.